day, Mo.
Almost every 2 to 3 months, depending on the season.
It's not like a lot of the local clubs where it's every month. So to know for sure, I'd have to look at my phone or my calendar over.
Well, it was my understanding they were going to do a quarterly meeting with presentations every quarter. And then, you know, they'd get together for some impromptu socials, that type of thing.
That's right. It's all announced on the reflector. And it's out every quarter. It seems like maybe actually during the summer it might be a little more often than that. But it's always on a Thursday.
Right there at Mythos? Makes it easier for new people to come in. All right. Well, good enough. Maybe I can just get Jimmy to remind me.
Jimmy Schaefer?
Yep, N4MMW.
I can't remember ever seeing him at one of those meetings.
The dinner?
Christmas dinner?
No, this dinner they had in February.
You're talking about the meeting we had last Thursday?
No, excuse me, it would have been January, that's right.
I was there, but that wasn't an official meeting at Mythos.
Yeah, that's what I understood, but I think Jimmy was at that one.
Never seen him. I'm not saying he wasn't there. I just don't remember seeing him. Normally, he does not come.
All right. Well, good enough. Well, listen, Bill, I'm just about to detonate back at the house, and I'm going to run in here and watch the inside of my eyelids after lunch for about 30-40 minutes and then hit the books. So I'll back on out, and you be careful going home. And I'll talk to you later. 73s, KN4, VWA, clear after your final.
Okay. Jimmy does go to a lot of the Greer meetings now. A lot of those. I don't make so many. And I'm just about ready to get on the interstate here, 385, go back towards Simpsonville. So I better pay attention as well. Anyway, you have a good day. And get some good shut-eye. And study hard. N4IQ, clear me, stand by. getting on your mic.
Try to dial your number for me because I'm driving and I just won't do it. And she has a time with my phone. I think it's too many years of farming. Her fingers sometimes just don't work good on these smartphones, Bill.
Not an excuse. I just have fat fingers.
yeah, at times these things make me scream, but she never went to contacts like that, especially while we was driving, hitting all these bumps in the South Carolina roads. And then she dialed up the Charter Spectrum service department, and that didn't work out very well. Hi.
Well, I tell you the phone quite a bit in the car, but I just use the voice. You know, you'll... On the car here, I'm sure yours do the same thing. It's hooked up on Bluetooth, and all I have to do is ask for a particular name, and it'll come up and dial it.
Sorry about doing that. You just, what you do, just touch it and ask for Siri and tell her what to dial? I'm hands-free on my phone, but not if I want to dial, so... I've never rigged that up, but I just wondered if you could ask Siri to dial it up.
All you gotta do, I'm sure yours is the same, because they've been doing it quite some time now in these cars, but you just set up a link with your phone on Bluetooth. You know, you couple your phone with Bluetooth in your car, and then on my car, on the steering wheel, it's got a little button here, but I push that, and then Siri says, how can I help you? And you just say, you know, dial XYZ. That's all there is to it. It's hands-free, and all you have to do is push a button on the steering wheel.
Okay, well, ours is a 2011, and it had voice commands, Bill, but they weren't... I don't think their algorithms were quite as good back then as they are now. And I tried to talk Bernice into getting a new Avalon the other day, but she says we don't need it. This one's just got 64,000 on it.
And 60,000 of those miles were to all these.
In one. shoot. Yeah, I think you're probably pretty close.
Or Costco. I just pulling your leg. Matter of fact, I'm in Sensenville now. Lane drove to see her sister yesterday. I think I'm going to pull over here and get some petrol. And then when I get home, she can thank me.
Yeah. Well, you know, we do go, that's probably most of our miles is over to Spartanburg there, to Costco's and Sam's, and then the rest of them's to Aldi's, and she likes the Taylor's one, that manager down there. He doesn't have much for personality, boy, he's on the ball. I mean, he expects his people to work, and the shelves are stocked meticulously, and we really like it better than the one up here at Greer. Which they're both good, but I always fill up at Walmart down there in Taylor's, because Walmart at Taylor's is always the cheapest place to buy gas, and if we happen to be at Costco's or Sam's and they're not busy, I'll fill up over there, even if it's a little, it's got to be a quarter of a tank or better low, and I keep it filled. They say it's better for it if you do, but... You know what, if you want to just take out and go someplace, this thing's got probably a 500-mile range on it, so I like to keep it filled up. just Breeze wants to go gambling or something.
Auto nav and say, go to Harrods.
Yeah, we used to just go once or twice a year, but now once in a while we'll go a couple other times in the year. But we watch the weather awfully close, and I'm not fond of the mountains. And yeah, I wish I had that Tesla of Dave's. I'd just let it do the driving. You know, I don't think I'll ever get used to this autonomous driving thing, even if it's 99% accurate. That extra 1%, it really stinks if I happen to be you.
Yeah, it's $2.19.9 at Walmart. Yeah, they're always the cheapest over here in Cincinnati. I mean, bar none. And, yeah, there's been some deaths because it works so good for so long, but if they get into one situation which the Tesla might have a problem with, then it's too bad. I was watching that on TV, and in one instance, evidently has a hard time if you're like a dual-lane road with a median, and if there's a truck or something going to come out from the median, it evidently has a hard time recognizing it because this guy ran headlong right underneath 18-wheeler, and he had no head afterwards.
Good on your thinking, Cap, that's for sure. Well, it was 2079, I think. Is that right, Bernice? At Walmart here, at Taylor's, they generally are the cheapest. If you go just to Greer, over a little bit to the east, it's even more over there, right? 215, something like that. So we like the Aldi's at Taylor's, and so we'll go down there. If we need anything at Walmart, we just go right across the street. It's only 3 miles further, so no big deal. And I ran that antenna analyzer on the beverage, and it come up real good. And I checked continuity in it and everything else. But every time I try to kick on the receive antenna, it attenuates the signal, Bill. And I don't know what it is. I mean, I shorted out the RG6 at one end and measured the resistance, and it was nominal, very little, just whatever the wire is. So it's not cut. I checked the resistors, replaced one. Went down and checked the grounds, and they were all good. So I just don't understand it.
9-to-1 transformer.
Sent me one, and he sent me a couple of resistors. They look. All it is a couple of wraps of 20-gauge wire or so through that. I don't know how it would go bad. Can you give me some tips on that?
Well, you can check it by putting by using your analyzer and put a resistor on the load. Let's see, I'm trying to think. That's about 450. So see, normally it's about 450, so the resistor usually is 450, and it's 50, so 9, yeah, that's a 9-to-1. So you can just stick a, if you got a 450 ohm resistor or close to it, 470, I think that's what it would be. You stick it on the other side, the high turn side. Measured on the low side, low turn side, the analyzer, like on 1.8, should read, you know, close to 1-to-1. That's the way to check that. I don't know. Now, a lot of times you have to use, a lot of times they're low gain, so you need to put a preamp on there. If you're not using the preamp on your 590, when you use the beverage, you probably need to. Anyway, I gotta get out of here. get my gas. FYQ.
Okay, Bill. Thank you. Yeah, they're 470 ohms. That'd be exact. 73s, Bill, and we'll catch you later. I'm sitting in front of the garage. N4IQ, N0TR is now clear in QRT.
Pat.
N4DJC monitoring.